Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and I'm here to answer your colour and style questions. And what's interesting is in my lucky dip today, all the questions I think have a bit of a theme. So I'm going to read them all to you to start with rather than going later. Lee says, my biggest challenge is I like structured and tailored clothes, but I'm short and have a big stomach that ruins it for me. The next question comes from Julia, who says, my biggest challenge is that I was slim and sexy and now I'm menopausal and over 50 and have a huge protruding belly and double chins. No, this is not a joke. I wish it were. I've stopped going out for months because of this. I've also put on weight from 60 to 100 kilos. The difference of 40 kilos there. And the third one comes from Joy, who says, my body shape is my biggest challenge. I'm a pear, thin arms, small face, tiny butt. Yet I have a bit of a tummy, bottom and hips. I'm also over 55. I don't want to dress too young, yet not like an old maid, and I can't stand tight fitting clothes. Now, I have heaps of tips on the blog about how to, you know, dress for your, you know, to hide a tummy. I've got heaps of tips on the blog about how to dress for your body shape and all that sort of stuff. But to me, these are all about body image issues. They're all about feeling bad about your body because it's not the idealized body that you have in your head that you think you should have somehow or other, or the body that you may have had when you were younger. And that body is gone, and that's the reality. Life moves on and our bodies change, just as our colouring changes. Like, you know, it's so funny when I meet people who've never met me when I was younger, and they are surprised when I said, you know, I used to have black hair. And, you know, that's something that's really changed about me and learning to embrace the new grey. It's a change, but we've got to do it. And also bodies change. Pregnancy changes your body. Just menopause changes your body. Life changes your body. And expecting to have the same body we had when we were younger can, it's just really a lesson in disappointment. So I wanted just to talk a bit about some things we can do to help us improve our body image and feel better about ourselves, because I think really that is the most important thing we can actually do. So the first thing you can do is to start thinking about how you can have a positive relationship with your body rather than a negative one. What I'm hearing just in the wordage of those three questions was actually about, it was a really negative relationship with the body. It's not the body I want. It's not the body I used to have. It's, you know, that there's something wrong. It's flawed in some way, that it should be criticized. You know, I'm fat, I've got double chins, I've got a big belly, I've got big thighs, whatever it might be. That is a criticism against your body. So, you know, the first thing to do is to actually stop criticizing yourself. Like, stop with the criticism. Relinquish the idea too that you have to have a model body or a body that you used to have, and that's going to make your life perfect. It doesn't matter what body you have. I mean, this is one of those things, you know, the models of the world often have eating disorders to be able to stay that thin. And I remember, you know, watching an interview with, I think it was Jennifer Garner, and she was saying how to remain as thin as she has to remain to be, you know, employed in Hollywood. She is constantly starving herself. And every now and again, she completely breaks down, goes and buys a box of, you know, what's it called, donuts, and just eats them all at once. And you go, this is not healthy to, you know, like to go to get that sort of body if it is not naturally your body, if you don't have a naturally high metabolism. You know, you're actually doing your body some damage, and you're doing yourself psychically some damage as well. So really stop, you know, having an idea that that is what you are after. I think that can be one of the first things, and it can be really hard. I know I've struggled with weight, you know, gain and stuff, you know, particularly over the last year during the pandemic. And one of the things I've, you know, decided to tell myself is just to be kind. I really think we need more kindness in the world. It's been a really hard place. I think these last, you know, 2 years in particular has been very hard, but even for longer than that, where, you know, there's so much political divide and all sorts of things like that, and people are being really nasty to each other. And I think really what we all want is a bit more human kindness. And start with being kind to yourself. If you can't be kind to yourself, you're going to have a hard time being kind to other people. I think that's a really important thing to think about, is just to start to be kind. And remember that you deserve to be loved and accepted in the body you have today. You know, that the one you've got is the only one you're going to have. It is perfect just as it is. It is getting you through life. You are alive. You know, I always think about, it's one of those things, I have a couple of very close friends who died in their 40s from cancer. And, you know, my mother died at the age of 33 from cancer. I am so grateful that I'm alive. So why would I be complaining about a body? So there's no reason to complain about. I've got a living body. It may not be as slim as it once was. It may, the skin is saggier, all those sorts of things. But I'm still here. And I'm relatively, you know, I'm healthy. So I'm so lucky in that way. There's so many, you know, worse things than just having a bit of a poochy tummy. And so another thing to think about is to stop criticizing other people's bodies. Stop judging bodies. So if you see people, if you are criticizing them and then you criticize yourself, you really kind of, it's a really negative criticism circle. Because remember, we all deserve to be loved and accepted just as we are. And so, you know, don't criticize anybody else. They are just as they are. And there's so many reasons why we put on weight, and it can be age, and it can be menopause, and it can be, you know, I've had many clients tell me about they had gone on a medication, their weight suddenly ballooned out and there's nothing they can do. So, you know, we don't want to be criticizing people. We don't know what's going on for them. And that's one of the other things, is to get rid of the shoulds, that the, I should be somehow different, better, thinner, you know, all those sorts of things that I am, you know, it is not helping us to be that way. And so things we can do is also things like cleanse your social media of those unrealistic bodies. Like, there's so much airbrushing and, you know, changing of body shapes, you know, in the media as well. So all those kind of highly airbrushed images, and even in movies. I remember, you know, one of my students of image consulting, she actually is a film editor, and she showed me how she had to edit Julia Roberts' body to look slimmer in a movie. And this is someone who is already very slim, and they're still, even in a movie, digitally manipulating people to make, you know, to get rid of their wrinkles, to make them look slimmer, and all those sorts of things. And this is like really negative. Nothing we see is real anymore, pretty much. And so that's where we have to stop comparing ourselves to other people. So appreciate your body for what it can do for you. One of the things I think that's really a useful exercise to do is write a letter to your body. Write a letter that, you know, appreciates everything your body has done for you. Has it given you children? Has it, you know, grown another human? That's a pretty amazing thing it can do as a woman. Has it, you know, like, got you about the place? Does it walk you places? Does it allow you to go out and do things every day? Has it enabled you to have whatever jobs and the exciting travel you might have done? I mean, like, everything your body does for you. It also allows you to appreciate the taste of delicious foods, and it allows you to, you know, smell, you know, beautiful flowers, all those sorts of things. So do write a letter to your body and just how much it actually does for you. This can help you then to think about practicing some gratitude daily for your body. So this is a little, you know, we know all know about, you know, practicing gratitude for all the other things, but maybe every day at the end of the day, it's like, well, what did your body do for you today? Did it allow you, like, my body's already allowed me to go for a walk with the dogs, which I really love every day. It's also allowing me to sit here and chat to you. It's going to allow me to do other things today. And maybe it allows me to boogie to the music as I'm walking around the supermarket, which I do sometimes. Do a little bit of tap dancing in the supermarket. So, you know, it allows me to do all those things that I enjoy. And then we want to dress our body with affection. So rather than focusing on camouflaging flaws, which really aren't flaws, but rather think about how you can highlight your assets. Everything's an asset. We just may want to highlight some more than others. So think about that, highlighting the assets. Treat it as worthy of love and attention. This is where, when we get dressed in a conscious way, in a way that expresses who we are from the inside out, we are actually expressing love and, you know, telling ourselves we are worthy when we are doing this. It's actually an act of self-care. So I think it's really important that what often can happen, particularly when we put on weight or we're dissatisfied with our body, we just start wearing whatever is kind of big and sloppy and covers everything, but doesn't actually make us happy. And of course, too, and I can't tell you how many times I hear this, that people will say, well, I'll go shopping. Well, I'm not spending any money until I've lost weight, as if you are not worthy right now to spend that money on. There is no reason why you are not worthy right now. So that is also something to think about, that you can, you know, find some clothes that you think are beautiful, that fit you right now, that make you feel good right now, and that give your body the love and attention that it really needs. And then also, the last thing I want to talk about is to speak to your body in a positive way. If you start to take notice of every time you have a negative, like you, whether it's just a thought, speaking in thoughts, or speaking out loud, but speak to your body in a positive way. Stop the negative self-talk. This is going to be, and it's hard. And in fact, one of the things I remember doing one time when I thought, you know, I've got to stop just negative self-talk at all, is just, there's a little kind of rubber band trick where you pop a little rubber band, you know, a thick one on your wrist. And every time you catch yourself saying something negative to yourself, you snap it because it actually hurts. But what it can do is it can make you so much more aware of how often you are talking to yourself in a negative way. And so I think it's really important to really start to appreciate what you have. You are alive, you are here, you have a body. It's doing an amazing job for you. So please treat it with love and respect, and, you know, give it the attention, and don't want it to be something that it's never going to be. You have a genetic structure, you have a bone structure, that is what it is. And it may be different from what is, you know, you're seeing in the movies or in, you know, on the media and all those things, is what is the some idealized version of a body, but really your body is perfect as it is, and it deserves your love and attention, and for you to care about how you are, you know, treating it every single day. Because I think this is where, and just being kind to yourself and being kind to other people. I mean, I think that is, the world needs more kindness. And I think it's really important for us, particularly we've been going through some really hard times. And, you know, a lot of people I know, I can't tell you how many people have emailed me to say, I've put on weight lately. And I'm going, I think, you know, many of us have, because food can provide comfort. And so when we are in this time of real stress that we have been under, so rather than being down on yourself, just go, you know, this is just something I have to get through, and it's okay to treat myself kindly. So hopefully I've had something in there that might have given you a few little ideas and maybe something you can think about doing for yourself and your own body image. And thank you so much for watching and also sending me your questions. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.